Hello there. Welcome once again to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. It's Wednesday, November the 25th. And I'm excited to be with you here with you today. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, and I think this is very appropriate considering that here in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm not going to be on the air tomorrow. I'm going to take the day off. I mentioned that before. I just want to put it out there again. So I thought today would be the appropriate time to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and listen to what St. Paul has to say. And, you know, I find it remarkable that Paul is able to be thankful. I mean, we talked a little bit about this on yesterday's program. Even though he's under house arrest, he's chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day. And actually, the Bible passage that I'll look at today follows what I talked about yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about rejoicing. Rejoicing, why? Because God is with us. It's a response to the fact that God is with us. We're not rejoicing because we're in the middle of a global pandemic, or maybe we're having financial struggles, we're not feeling well. Paul isn't rejoicing because he's in a jail cell. He's rejoicing as we are because God is with us. And I think as long as we keep that in mind, life is going to become a lot less burdensome. Doesn't mean we're going to not going to have problems. We're still going to have problems. We're still going to have troubles. But if our focus is on what we have, namely the presence of God, as opposed to what we don't have, we will be a lot more peaceful and it will be much easier to rejoice. So let's make that our focus today, specifically this idea of Thanksgiving. And we'll get more into it as the show develops. But let's pray. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father right now with thanksgiving. We'll manage to, when I do the prayers, I'll manage to include some prayers of thanksgiving as well. And then we'll talk more about this message from St. Paul and what he has to say about thanksgiving on the other side of the prayer. Okay, so I would invite you to join me to remember that right now we are in the presence of Almighty God, the creator of the universe. He is there for us. He's here for us, I should say, and he's waiting to hear from us. So please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thankful hearts. Father, first of all, we thank you for always being present for us. And as we think about your power, the fact that you created the entire universe out of nothing, when we think about your love for us, how you created us and designed us cell by cell according to your detailed specifications, and you did it solely because of your love for us. When we think about your power, when we think about your love, when we think about the fact that you are hearing us right now, it's overwhelming that we're able to just speak to you whenever we want. It's even more overwhelming to consider the fact that you don't force us to speak to you, that you are humble enough, Father, and you love us enough to give us free will so that it's up to us to turn to you in prayer. That's really an amazing gift that you give to us. And we know that when we do turn to you in prayer, we express our love for you. So we do that right now, Father. We turn to you in prayer. We thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us. The fact that we are alive is a gift right now. The fact that you have given us what we have needed throughout the years is a gift. We might not have always gotten what we want, but we certainly have gotten what we needed. And the fact that we're alive is proof of that. We thank you for being so kind to us, Father. And we turn to you today and we ask for your help with all of the problems in our life right now. We ask for strength to make it through the day, to do your will. And Father, we pray for all of our family, all of our friends, all of those individuals who might not have anyone to share a meal with this Thanksgiving. And this time of pandemic is very challenging. And it makes it often impractical to get together with family, with friends, maybe even reach out to somebody who doesn't have anybody to share Thanksgiving with. So we pray for anyone who will be alone this year for Thanksgiving. We ask you to comfort them, to allow them to feel your presence, and to be able to experience peace on a day which is focused on gratitude. Gratitude for what we have. Father, I ask you that you send us an outpouring of your Spirit. Please give me the words for this program. Let me know what you would like me to say. And in addition, open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there you go. Thanks so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. If you're a new listener to the show, welcome. Thank you so much for stopping by. Okay, I want a couple of pieces of business. I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to say it again just to make sure, in case you're just tuning in or you missed it at the beginning. I will not be doing a show on Thanksgiving. I'm going to take the day off. My regular daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, that will still go out on Thanksgiving. You'll still get a Thanksgiving edition of that. And then I'll be back here with Following the Truth on Friday. It just gives me a chance to spend some extra time with my family and not have to focus on putting the show together. And it's really the first day I've taken off since I've started doing the show again. Way back in March or April. I forget exactly when it was, but I hope you understand. Know that you are always in my prayers. I pray for you every day, and I will continue to do so even tomorrow when I'm not on the air. And I just want you to know how thankful I am for you. I try to say it often, but if only you knew what it felt like in my heart, you'd really understand how much you mean to me. And I am not kidding about this. You are very special to me. When I first brought the show back, I really depended on donations and really said that, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start doing the program, but I'm going to need some financial support to be able to do this. And you really came through. And I'm very grateful for that. And I thank you for supporting my work financially. I cut it pretty close in terms of being able to continue going on in full-time ministry each month. But you really do help me, and I want to thank you for that. Your emails, your prayers, I just am so grateful. And it's just an honor to be able to hang out with you once each day, sitting around the table talking about Jesus and traveling this life together. So I want you to know that I am very thankful for you, and I'm going to be giving thanks for you in a special way tomorrow as well as I celebrate Thanksgiving. Now, so that's one piece of business. The other thing is, if you have not yet signed up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my daily devotional, I recommend you do so as soon as you can, because beginning on Sunday, we're going to shift to an Advent theme. This Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, so it's going to be a daily Advent message. And essentially, we're going to walk through Advent together with an emphasis on hope. So Advent is a season of hope, so we're going to really emphasize the hope aspect of Advent and also drawing closer to Jesus. That's what we're going to try to do. Get rid of some of the stuff that keeps us separated from him and draw closer to him. So if you have not yet signed up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, it's very easy to do. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see right on the right-hand side of every page of the website at followingthetruth.com, you'll see a graphic that says, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You click on that. All you need to do is supply your email address, and you are on the list. It doesn't cost anything. There's nothing else you need to provide. And if at any point you want to unsubscribe, in the emails you get, you just go down to the bottom and it says unsubscribe. You click on that and boom, you are unsubscribed. Typically, I send these emails out once each day. Not typically. I mean, that's what I do. It's, you don't get spammed by me or anything. I don't share your email address with anyone. I just send you this reminder, this reflection, to help you to overcome anxiety and to trust more in the Lord. I send it out each day. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on the link to sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, sound good? That's all I got for business. Since we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, and I realize that not everybody who listens to this show is in the United States, but in the U.S., we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. We will be celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, which also happens to be my wedding anniversary. How cool is that? November the 26th. And you know, it's a time to, for us to call to mind things for which we are thankful, the blessings that we've been given. It's a reminder for us, number one, that all good things, anything we enjoy, anything that we've been given, which is everything, comes from God. You know, even if it comes from the hand of somebody else, somebody gives you a gift or your employer gives you a paycheck, it's still coming from God. So the air we breathe, the lungs which are used to process the air, our beating heart, all gifts from God. Drinking water, indoor plumbing, air conditioning, heat, electricity, you name it. It's all a gift from God. So I keep hearing a lot about 2020, and yeah, it's been a very interesting year to say the least. But here's the thing I recommend. We don't want to start, it's not fair to God to complain too much about what we don't have. It's fine to ask him for what we don't have, I mean, or what we think we need. He wants us to do that. But it's also important to recognize all that he's given us. And especially if you are somebody like me who has a tendency to be anxious, gratitude is one of the best remedies for overcoming anxiety. When we start to become grateful for what we have, as opposed to concerned about what we don't have, or concerned that what we do have will be taken away from us, if we start to do that, then we're going to be miserable. And we're also not going to recognize God's providence for us. So it really is important to be thankful for the simple things. Yes, this year, my family and I, Eileen and myself and Mary and Elizabeth, we're just going to have Thanksgiving by ourselves. We are not able to get together with family. And sure, we're sad. But we're going to try to make this year special in that we have each other. We recognize that God has provided for us. We're able to have a nice meal. We're going to have turkey and all the trimmings, as they say. We're going to have all that. And it's going to be a nice day to reflect on the gift of our family and to be able to reflect on all that God has done in our lives. Yeah, it's tough. I know it's tough. But, you know, this year really has given us an opportunity to recognize that we were not in control. We kind of thought we were in control. And it kind of reminds us, I think, of our dependence on God. And for many of us, we needed that reminder and just how much we depend on him. So I'm going to be praying for you that this Thanksgiving is special. And I guarantee if you work on it, you will find many things that you're thankful for. Just start with that relationship with God that he cares enough about, that he cared enough about you to create you. He didn't need you. That's the thing. He didn't need you to add to his happiness, but he did it for your benefit, so that you could have a relationship with him through his son Jesus. And of course, he did send Jesus to the world too, to redeem us. And he sent the Holy Spirit. He gave us the church. He gave us scripture. So many gifts that God has given to us. And honestly, if we just think about it and focus more on what we have than on what we don't have, we're going to be really peaceful. And I think that would be a great gift to God, especially on Thanksgiving Day, to just thank him It did not necessarily dwell on what's been taken away from us, yeah, because things have been taken away from us, of course. But just to give him thanks for the fact that we're still alive and how he is, and recognize how he has provided for us. You know, it really is going to cheer you up if you do that. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. Yesterday on the program, I shared St. Paul's letter to the Philippians when it was Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. When Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always," again, I will say rejoice. So, in other words, if we missed it the first time, he wanted to make sure, listen, I'm going to say this again, rejoice. Remember, Paul is shackled at this point, right? Chained to a Roman guard. He's under house arrest. He's not free to come and go as he pleases. But yet he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Not sometimes, not when things are going well, but rejoice in the Lord always. And as if he knew that we would miss what he said or question it, you know, why do I have to rejoice? He says, again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. Forbearance is patience. It's a calm patience. So let all men see that you're calm, that you're contented. The Lord is at hand. And there Paul gives the reason to us why we should rejoice. We should rejoice because the Lord is at hand. And I mentioned yesterday, probably mentioned it before that too, that during Advent, we want to work on drawing closer to the Lord, getting more personally involved with him, or inviting him, I should say, more deeply into our lives during Advent. So the Lord is at hand. If you want to look at it that way, the coming of the Lord is at hand. You know, you look at it December 25th as that deadline, or that day when he arrives, you know, that, so we have that end point. We work toward that by that day, by December the 25th, I want to be closer to the Lord. I want to get as close to him as possible, probably is a better way to phrase it, as I can. So I've got from the first Sunday of Advent right through December 25th to work on making that relationship better between me and Jesus. And then after that, you can continue on with the relationship, continue moving on. But you know, that period of intensity really should take place during the Advent season. So he's at hand. He wants to get more involved. He's knocking at the door, you know, so rejoice about that. Now today, I'm going to look at Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 6, specifically verse 6 and verse 7, when Paul follows up that message. Okay, so after he says to rejoice, he tells us this, have no anxiety about anything. And that's pretty clear. You know, he doesn't give us an out. He doesn't say have no anxiety about things that aren't that important, but about some things you can be anxious. No, he's saying have no anxiety about anything. And this is a very popular passage for anybody who struggles with anxiety and knows a little bit about the Bible. Chances are you know all about this passage. It's quoted often. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So Paul's not just saying don't be anxious. He's saying, however, here I'm telling you don't be anxious, but let me tell you what you should do. In all situations, by prayer and supplication, in other words, asking for what you need, talking to God and asking him for what you need, by prayer and supplication, here's the two key words, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So there's what Paul is saying. He's not just saying don't worry, don't be anxious. Paul is saying, instead of that, here, I'm going to give you something to do. I want you to present all of your needs, anything you would normally worry about, instead of worrying, which isn't going to do you any good, give that to God with thanksgiving. Present him your needs with thanksgiving. Let's talk a little bit about that. Sometimes we can get hung up on the difference between what we want and what we need. And as a result, sometimes we're going to ask God for things, and he's going to say no. And commonly, or often, what we will do is say, well, he doesn't answer my prayers, or he didn't answer my prayers. I'm mad at him, therefore I'm not going to pray again. I mean, we've all done it. It's not a good way to pray, but it's common. And I'm sure it's not going to shock God when you do that. He's not going to say, oh, wow, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody do this. No, it's really common for somebody to say, he said no to me, therefore he didn't answer my prayer, or he's not listening, right? He did answer your prayer. He said no, and no's a valid answer. The thing is, God is all loving. So God loves you unconditionally, and God's all powerful. So God can give you anything he wants. But understand that God's not going to give you something if it's not good for you. Well, what if it makes me feel good? What if it makes my life easier? What if this new job is going to pay so much more money would help me to relax more and take away my anxiety? But see, God knows what's best for you looking at the big picture. He's not just looking at this life. God's objective is not to make your life or my life on earth comfortable. That's not what he wants to do. Because he knows that if that happens, that's going to hurt our chances of making it to heaven. And see, he's looking at the big picture. He cares more about your eternal salvation than he does your comfort on earth. Now, he does want you to be happy here. He wants you to be at peace. But he ultimately wants you to live with him forever in heaven. And if he gives you too many things you want in this life, because what do? We often ask for things which make us feel good or make our life easy. It just happens that we don't have the perfect knowledge of what we need. And if we get too much of that, right, and our life becomes too comfortable, we're not going to pray as hard. Now, I know you might have a problem with that. But I really believe that to be true. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, no, that's not true. The more he gives me, the more I'll want to pray. Well, for the most part, that doesn't work out. And here's a way to tell. If you ever pray for something and you don't get it, then you know, you can be sure you are asking for something that wasn't good for you. And therefore, that proves my point that we sometimes ask for things that are not good for us. Because if God didn't give you something that was good for you, then he wouldn't be all good. And God is good. He wouldn't be all loving. Or he wouldn't be all powerful. Which is nonsense, because God is all loving. He's all powerful. So if you don't get something you pray for, there's a reason for it. Somehow, denying that request will help you to get to heaven. Doesn't mean it's going to make your life easy. And look, that's a tough concept. That's a hard sell for me to present. And really, it comes down to, do you trust God? Once you trust him, then you're going to accept whatever he sends. But the reason we can be thankful is for the fact that God will meet all of our needs and give us anything that's good for us and will help us to get to heaven. And we can take that to the bank. We know for a fact, Jesus said, if we ask, we will receive. We know for a fact that if we ask for something in prayer, we will receive an answer. And again, it's not always the answer we like. And that can get very annoying. We can get very frustrated when that happens. But the fact of the matter is, if we ask, we will receive. And we can count on the fact that God is here for us always. So for that reason, for those reasons, we absolutely can be thankful. And that's what Paul says to do. Ask with thanksgiving. And you know, you can thank him for all that he's done for you in the past. We can all find some things that he's done for us. We can find a lot of things if we think about it. And what happens when you pray this way? Well, Paul tells us in Philippians 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Isn't that amazing? When you pray that way, when you pray in that way, God's peace will fill your heart. And it's a supernatural peace which isn't dependent on the things of the world. It doesn't depend on favorable circumstances, which is amazing, right? So that's something to consider as we, you know what, it's something we can all do. You can be thankful. You can express thanks to God even if you don't feel especially thankful, right? You know, we talk a lot about feelings on this show, that if we depend, if we follow our feelings, we're going to get ourselves into a lot of trouble. So we need to rise above our feelings. Even if you're not feeling thankful, do it anyway. Be thankful, because I guarantee the Lord has been good to you. Sometimes we just don't see it. All right. So look, I'm looking at my time. I've got to run. But again, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being there for me. I plan to be here as long as I can for you. As long as the Lord lets me wake up and I'm able to do the show, I'm going to be here. And again, I'm so grateful for your donations and your support, your prayers, your kind words. And I really want to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And I look forward to being back with you here on Friday on Following the Truth. If you need anything, you can always email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. But I'm going to be praying for you, as I do every day, and I would ask that you continue to pray for me. All right, sound good? Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you, and I look forward to being back with you here on Friday. See ya.